My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson Program. Doug Carson, that is Scott Anderson. Scott, how was your long weekend?
It was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Beautiful weather.
Anything exciting?
No, just football back. That was good. You know, enjoyed a big football Saturday, sitting at home for much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Went out and about a little bit yesterday, did a little shopping.
Yeah.
I planned to go to Arts, Beats, and Eats on Friday night, but...
did not happen?
Didn't happen. No. Band I was going to see. Someone came down with COVID, so they didn't. That wasn't going to happen. I'm like, I can stay home.
Well, that's too bad.
That's all right. Plus, it was always the weather was a little iffy on Friday night. You never knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But otherwise, a pretty decent weekend. How was yours?
It was good. Thank you. It was fun to get back doing the games and, you know, some good and some bad, some stuff to clean up. And they've got 5 days to do so because there's a big one coming up on Saturday.
Oh, is it big?
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is I'm thinking about this team and whether or not how far can you go? What do we know about Michigan? We know they've got a defense, hell of a good defense. They got a hell of a good tight end. And they apparently have a hell of a good place kicker.
He's got a leg.
That's what we know. There are things that need to get better. How far can a defense, a tight end, and a place kicker take you? While the others sort things out. The others being, there's the run game. And there's the pass game. But there's also, you know, I mean, I work with an offensive line that tells me all the time, these are easy things to fix. The offensive line play, what he saw, was easy to fix. And there's a head coach whose specialty is O-line play. And the good news is they practice between games. But how much better can you get in a week? Because they're going to have to be better up front than they were against Fresno for Texas coming to town this weekend. Man. You know it's a big week when your phone rings and you're doing interviews all over the place. That didn't happen as much with the Fresno game.
No, not so much with Fresno?
Not so much with Fresno.
People interested in this game this weekend?
People are interested in this game this weekend. Huh. And I've always been a guy that was a proponent of a tougher non-conference schedule. The last couple of years have been, quite frankly, boring in the non-conference schedule with UConn and East Carolina and Colorado State and just teams that, and you know what the weird thing about it is? Michigan wasn't blowing those teams out either. Last year, their non-conference schedule, they won by an average of 26.5 points against Bowling Green, East Carolina, and who was the third team? UNLV. And this Fresno team is probably better in a non-conference than they played anybody in the last 2 years, but they didn't blow them out either, and they were within a score in the second half But, Gator, I think the number one thing that they need to clean up is line play going into week two.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you.
O-line play, sorry.
Yeah, for Michigan, I think that's the thing, right? Because if you clean up the O-line play, you are going to be able to run the ball better. You are going to give the quarterback more time to throw. And I would imagine there's a lot of concern about people that hold true to the adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one, that whole bit. And that I don't know if they're going to divide things equally in practice and have that continue to be a competition, or if is it Davis Warren's job and they just have some packages for Alex Orji. I don't know how they're going to do it, but wasn't terribly impressive in the passing game either. Only 118 yards in the air from Warren, 3 from Orji, although one was for a touchdown. But that, you're right. It's the offensive line. Do better there and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I was a little surprised that Fresno threw the ball a little bit against Michigan. And they had some success earlier, but look, Michigan did what they had to do, what they needed to do when it mattered. And look, Fresno scored 10 points. But the fact that they got 235 yards in the air, I was a little surprised by that. I didn't expect, because it was one big play they got on Will Johnson, but obviously Will Johnson got him in the end, and that's all that mattered.
And the one drive that Fresno really put together, they kind of emptied the bench and put some backups in there and gave some guys some reps. The thing is, usually you find out what your real rotation is and what you really are trying to be in the biggest games. There's a lot of playing a lot of people and experimenting and maybe not opening up the entire playbook at the early, you know, in some of these games. This is a very early time in the season to be doing this compared to the last few years. I'm glad it's happening. Don't get me wrong. I love these big games. I get there's a buzz in the air the whole week. But this is where you find out what you think you are, what you think you are, or what you are trying to be. You find out what your real rotation is. You find out what your playbook looks like. You find out what your game plan might look like. You find out what your defense is capable of. You find out a lot in games like this. So in week two, we're going to find out what Sherrone Moore and the two coordinators, Kirk Campbell and Wink Martindale, think they have and think they can be. But I would, if I were to wave the magic wand and say get one thing better, it would absolutely be the offensive line.
Yeah, because they need to have more options other than Colston Loveland. I mean, look, is he going to catch 100 passes this year? He might.
Well, when Kirk Campbell was at one of his previous stops, a leading receiver was a tight end. I think it was Old Dominion. When he was at Old Dominion, the leading receiver was a tight end, so... They'll use a tight end.
Look, he's their best weapon by far. I'm just saying that they need somebody else to emerge. They need other weapons to emerge other than the running game.
An explosive step up. An explosive playmaker on the edge. They need someone to emerge. They think they've got it. It didn't showcase at all in week one.
Well, the long reception outside of Colston Loveland went for 11 yards.
Yep. So. Yep. There wasn't a whole lot of explosive plays. And then, you know, do we know they were holding things back? I don't know they were holding things back. Do they have things they got to sort out? Do they have the personnel to do it? They just didn't do it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.